Outside a polling place in Donelson on election day, two neighbors ran into each other. One was voting for Donald Trump. The other, a newly minted U.S. citizen, was voting for the first time for Hillary Clinton. They're politically divided, but that's just politics. More importantly, they are neighbors. WPLN's Mariba Knight has a story.
Linda Fannerstill and Jaime Rodriguez have been neighbors for two decades.
I come and vote today.
Good. More than 30 years after immigrating to the U.S. from Mexico, Rodriguez is voting in his first U.S. election. He showed his citizenship papers to Fannerstill.
Jaime, look at that. I'm so proud of you. That is terrific. That's a big deal today.
I like USA and
I know you love your country. I know. This is America. You know, we have a lot to say about what goes on in this country.
Yeah, my son Jimmy said, Eddie, go do it.
Jaime, you're doing the right thing.
Fannerstill and her husband have known the Rodriguez family since they both moved into their quiet Donelson neighborhood in the 90s. Fannerstill became close with the Rodriguez's four kids.
I used to bandage their knees and put, you know, meat tenderizer on their bee stings when their mom wasn't around. And, you know, we never talked politics, but we've always been really close neighbors, good friends.
It took until this meeting on election day of the most polarizing presidential race in modern history to finally talk politics. And they realized they don't agree.
Me, I like Hillary Clinton.
And you see, I voted for Donald Trump.
You voted for Donald Trump?
Absolutely.
Sweetie, Donald Trump don't like Mexicans. When they bring everybody to Mexico is the problem.
No, that's not quite true.
I'm sorry.
You vote your heart. Always. You vote your heart. You know, and that's what I had to do today, too.
These two people not only got past political differences, they laughed about them, celebrated them, and they moved on, like neighbors do.
See you there in the neighbor, okay?
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.